So, as I mentioned earlier, the specific theme today is to focus on God's promise that he has a plan for us and that he will guide us. And in Proverbs, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." And in the Message version, which is actually the one I'm going to use more than that, "Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track." Now I could, but I'm not going to stop there and say, there you go, take that away, remember that, job done. Oh, look at the pleading hearts. Go on, Peter. Well, I'm all right with that, I'm all right. But I mean, they're just amazing words. And it's one of those ridiculous things, how many times you read the Bible and says, that's a cracking passage, like it's a surprise. But there's just so much, and I just think this is just one of those brilliant ones at all. But behind the brilliance of what it says, what does it actually mean for us? What does it do for us to know that? Well, the way I see it is life is just full of stuff, isn't it? And because it's full of stuff, we're always having to think about what we should do. We've got choices to make. At a very basic level, we've just got those choices of things like, what clothes shall I put on in the morning? What shall I have for breakfast, for lunch, for tea? Shall I have the healthy option or have what I really want? What shall I have to drink? Hot chocolate with marshmallows and cream? Or a herbal tea? An herbal tea is frankly hot squash. Perhaps you'll have to think about what you're going to do in the day. Are you going to go shopping? Are you going to go do a hobby? Are you going to go for a walk? Are you going to meet with some friends? Perhaps if you're going to go on the internet, you've got to think about what sites you might visit, what blogs you might read, what podcasts you might listen to. Some of the things there are not good for you and some of the things are better for you. And you could go on, couldn't you, with all those choices that we make just in a single day. Some of those choices are absolutely trivial. But some of them are far more significant, things like family and careers and major spending decisions. So how do we decide when we've got all this going on which path to actually follow? We could use our own knowledge and experience. We could do what we know because of our personal values is right. Or we could do, for example, what will just bring us the most enjoyment. But if in doubt, help is at hand. We could search the internet. One of the wonders of modern language is how the word Google has become a verb. We could ask friends and family. We could seek out reviews, what to eat and drink, where to visit, what restaurants to go to, what holidays to go to, all that sort of stuff. But then when you do that research, you realise there's actually so much out there. So many people have a view. So where should we look? Who should we turn to? More choices. Choices about making choices. And not all the advice we get is reliable. I do like this line because most people have been through that. It's conflicting a little bit, isn't it? So who should we believe? Who should we actually take notice of? So that's more choices. It's no wonder that people sometimes decide, that's it, not getting up today. I'm staying here, duvet over your head, and that's done. But that's a choice. And one of the risks, one of the problems of looking for advice and looking for ways in which we should handle all these different choices is we become overwhelmed, we become distracted by the noise, if you like, that surrounds us. And the risk that goes with that, as it says in that sign, paying too much attention to distracting signs may cause you to miss the important signs. And it's then, when you're surrounded by all that noise, by all those different views and opinions and so on, that we need to pause. It's then that we need to find some space and we speak to the one who can really give us the best advice. The one who knows what is right for us. The one who has the big picture. The one who has a clear plan for us. At that point, if not before, it's time to pray. To ask God what it is that He wants us to do. And as it says in Philippians, a well-known passage but taken from a different version of the Bible, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray to God about everything. Ask Him to help you with the things that you need. And then thank Him for His help. Now, I'm not suggesting necessarily that you start praying every morning to ask God if you can eat chocolate cereal rather than the bran flakes that are on offer. Or whether you can eat a whole bar of chocolate rather than just four bars. If you did, God will answer. Quite possibly in that case with something along the lines of, you know what to do, don't you? You don't really need me to tell you that. Which is just God's way of giving us good advice anyway. And God's advice, of course, is always the best advice, whatever the situation. All the other stuff can be relegated to background information. But, and there's a massive but, and I'm sure it's something we've all struggled with at some time, is that when God speaks to us, when God answers our prayers, we have to trust that God's advice is the best advice. And we have to really trust that. You know, those words from Proverbs again, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He's the one that will help keep you on track. And to illustrate the point, I'm going to tell you a story that I told you about 11 years ago. But working on the premise you can't remember what I told you 2 weeks ago, I'm banking on the fact that most people won't remember this. And what will be really disappointing is if you remembered this stupid story and forgot all the other stuff that I've said in the meantime. But there you go. So the story is that there's a man out walking along a cliff edge and he slipped and he fell down a steep drop. And as he slipped down, he reached out desperately to grab something to save himself. And he was lucky because he managed to grab a branch. And there he was, hanging from a tree branch, partway down a cliff. Below him, sharp rocks, but no way to go back up. Fortunately, he was a Christian. So he prayed. He looked up and he cried out to God, "Dear God, please help me, please save me." And God spoke, "I'm here. Let go of the branch and I will catch you." And there was a pause. And the man looked up and shouted, "Is there anyone else up there who can help?" How much do we really trust God? God has a plan for us, but it only works if we trust Him. And if you just take note, for example, of that first sentence, trusting God completely means having faith that He knows what is best for your life. You know, sometimes we think that we can figure stuff out for ourselves. Sometimes we think that we're cleverer than we are. But you know, being clever or intelligent is about knowing stuff. But there's a lot of difference between knowing stuff and being wise. You know, we can research as much as we like, we can ask as many people as we like, but it doesn't make us wise. Charles Spurgeon said, "Wisdom is the right use of knowledge." God gives us knowledge. God gives us the tools and points us in the right direction. But it's up to us to choose the path that we'll follow. And only when we're guided by God do we become truly wise? Again from Proverbs, for the Lord gives wisdom. Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. From God comes wisdom. Provided we pay attention and truly listen. Provided that when we pray, we hear what God is saying. And that we're not selectively choosing to hear what it is we want him to say. I wonder how many people read that wrong and are still reading it wrong. I can't see what's wrong in it. How many people are reading that as what if I told you? And that's not what it says. And that's one of the points about when God speaks. Do we actually get what God has said to us? Or do we get what we expect God to say to us? Or do we get what we want God to say to us? As an overweight man, decided it was time he needed to lose weight. And he took his new diet very seriously, even changing his driving route to work so that he didn't go past his favourite bakery. But one morning, he arrived at work carrying the most enormous piece of chocolate cake. And he went to great pains to explain to colleagues at work that this was a very special chocolate cake. And he said, I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the window were so many gorgeous cakes and pastries, and I felt this was no accident, and so I prayed, Lord, if you want me to have one of those delicious cakes, let me find a parking space right outside the bakery. And sure enough, he continued, the eighth time I drove past the bakery, there was a parking space. Yep. Was that really what God wanted? Or was that our way of justifying what we want and that God said we could? We need to discern to understand exactly what God's plans are, trusting that whatever they are the right ones. And then we have to commit. And all of that is, of course, so relevant to us now calling a new minister. The frustration perhaps that some of us are experiencing with regard to, come on! But we've got to trust God that he has a plan for us as a church. We have our hopes and our visions for the church that we've set out. And we have to trust that God will help us deliver them, that they are in fact God's plans, not our plans. And we of course have our own thoughts about our plans for ourselves. But God has a plan for us, which is better than our plan. So we've just got to give it to him and God will guide us. And so for the final time this morning, just so you might take it out there with you, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track.